Radio Nordsee International, broadcasting on 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, FM channel 43, that's 100 megacycles. The mailing address of Radio Nordsee International is PO Box 113, Zurich 8047, in Switzerland. Time from Bulliver. It is exactly half a minute past 3 o'clock. Bulliver, who invented Accutron, the electric tuning fork watch. On the air, 20 and a half hours a day from 5:30 a.m. till 2 a.m. This is Europe's only all-day music station, Radio Nordsee International. And now the Mark Wesley thing. Indeed, Michael Lindsay for lunchtime program, sitting in for Carl Mitchell. And a most enjoyable lunchtime program it turned out to be. In more ways than one, not only was it a gorgeous lunch that we had out here, not by way of a change, of course, it's always lovely food we have, but the entertainment this afternoon was provided by Andy Archer, Axel, and one of the crew whose name is Pete. And the chain of events went as follows. First of all, what was it? Axel was lying upstairs sunbathing, so Andy crept up behind him with a bucket of water and poured it over him. Just missed him a little bit, but some of it got onto him. But Axel obviously knew who it was. Then anyway, later on, Axel finds himself standing up by the bridge, on which Andy once again gets another bucket of water, climbs up above the bridge so that while Axel can't see him, he pours the bucket of water entirely over Axel and his clothes and everything, so he's absolutely soaked. And then Andy slips away down the ladder so that Axel doesn't know who's poured the water over him, you see what I mean? Then, what happens then? Axel goes off to find who it is who's poured the water over him. And Andy, in the meantime, takes his shirt off and covers himself with water because he didn't take a shower anyway this afternoon, so he doesn't look suspicious, you see. And but he comes up into the bridge, and then Axel comes out, and Axel says to Andy, "Oh, you got soaked in water as well, did you?" So Andy said, "Yes, I don't know who it was. I think it was Pete, one of the crew." And I backed Andy up, you know, left, right, and centre, you know, and said, "Yeah, I'm sure it was Pete. I think I saw him run away with a bucket of water." So we dared, and we eventually coaxed Axel into going to get another bucket of water. And while he was downstairs going to get a bucket of water, Andy went down and saw Pete, who was on the deck doing a few bits and pieces around the ship, and kept him talking and generally facing in the other direction. Of course, Pete didn't know what was going to come, and I saw with my own two eyes Axel creep up behind him with a bucket of water and just pour the entire bucket of water over Pete's head, leaving the bucket dangling on his head, and I just fell over laughing. And after that, I mean, there's more. I know I'm talking a lot, but this is so funny. Well, it was at the time, anyway. After that, Peter eventually goes after Axel with a bucket of red paint. And, of course, Axel disappears, and I go rushing after him, you know, to find Axel, to try and get him out into the open so we can pour a bucket of red paint over him. But we can't find him, but eventually he does creep upstairs, again, to the bridge. And then I think what happened after that, I missed one or two things, but I eventually see Pete running around with a jar of mustard. I mean, this must be about half a gallon of mustard. And one thing led to another, and eventually Andy and Axel and Pete found themselves outside in the open where no damage can be done. And then the next thing, I see them all covered in mustard. And I couldn't imagine what happened, but everybody got absolutely soaked, except for me. What do you do with that jar of mustard? No, put it down, no. Anyway, welcome to the Mark Wesley program. I thought I'd tell you that little bedtime story, just to sort of get things going. Ides of March, now.
Stranger in the black sedan, oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, that I need you, need you. Won't you got to have your child? Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay, just keep on. You know I
inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'll show you know that I love you, and I need you, and I want you.
There they go, Ides of March on a Tuesday afternoon with their song called Vehicle, which is on the way down. On the way down, is it? Let's have a look. No, on the way up. Of course it's on the way up. I gave myself a shock there for a minute. On the way up at number 8 this week in the R&I Top 30. Incidentally, going back to that story very briefly, of course the funny thing about it is, apart from all the other funny incidents, the funny thing about it is Axel still hasn't got the bloke that originally done it, you see. So Axel is now, I think they're both discussing exactly the details, the finer details of how it's actually going to end up. But it turns out, by my way of thinking, and placing myself in position of referee, I believe that Axel now has got to throw a bucket of water over Andy. Yes, and there they go. I've gone.
Put yourself down.
Hit down, Sarsdale, the trade wind.
What you like to do today? Then take a look around. And if the sky kind of looks a little gray, just take a look on the train.
Excursion there, and a great song too, recorded by the Trade Winds. And I must say, I still like that record a great deal because it was originally released about 5 years ago and since has been re-released, as I said, and it's now become a Radio North Sea International hit band sound. And once again, I must say good afternoon to you after doing an awful lot of chatting just as the show opened up, and apologise for that. But I must tell you about these funny incidents that happen out here. I mean, they just can't happen anywhere else. I mean, honestly, you tell me another radio station where it happens. Yes, there he goes, TV reaching up the wall and down with a bucket of water over his head.
Now that we're
Betty Everett.
Feeling better, cause I'm over you. I've learned my lesson and got the scar. And now I see how you really are. You know good, you know good, you know good. Baby, you know good.
You know, good there, recorded by Betty Everett at 12 minutes past three. On a Tuesday afternoon, back to the chart sounds now with Herbie Servitz and That's Your Life I Do. Welcome to the Wesley program.
That's your life I do. That's your life I do. Love me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Love me too. Everything I do just for you, yeah, yeah. You know I do. That's your life, wanna share my life with you. Better. We got a good thing, growing stronger. Too much of your thing, such a good thing. Sweeter than sugar, sweeter than honey, yeah, yeah. Bet your life I do, bet your life I do love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Love me too, everything I do just for you, yeah, yeah. You know I do. Bet your life, wanna share my life with you. I do, I do. Monday to Monday, each day fun day. You never believe me, even one day. Too much of your thing, such a good thing. Sweeter than sugar, sweeter than honey, yeah, yeah.
With a song called Bet Your Life I Do. At this moment in the charts of slot number 11, let's go back in time now with Bob Lind and his song called Elusive Butterfly, R&I Rebound song.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase a bright, elusive butterfly. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. Even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase a bright, elusive butterfly of love.
chase a bright tinted butterfly of love.
That's a 1965 sound, I do believe, there from, what's his name, Bob Lind, and it's called Elusive Butterfly. Let's go back to those new sounds. Get another re-release here from Loving Spoonful.
Come and talk of all the things we did today. Here and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave. But darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you trouble. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I'd come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused without you. And I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. Just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
That's recorded there by, what's his name, Loving Spoonful. Him, them, Loving Spoonful, the group there. And that's called, what is it called? Darling Be Home Soon, of course, and it's Nora and I, Hitbound Sound. And at 21 minutes past three, I'd like to say hello to a fellow by the name of Charles Topnam of 43 Walford Road. Oswatry, is that right? Oswatry? Something like that. Sullip in England. And he sent me a rather strange envelope in the form of an airmail letter, but inside it had the contents of sort of a medallion thing, which apparently he added to PS saved him from a motorbike accident, and he thought he'd send it out just for sort of good luck. So thanks very much indeed. I suppose I'll sort of hang it up in my room and hope it brings me a certain amount of good luck as well, which I certainly hope so. Thanks for sort of parting with it. And also thanks very much indeed for your letter, Charles. Here's a record now from Jerry Monroe. This is called Sally, as you may already know.
Your father, the whole world told me. Sally, Sally, don't ever wander away from the alley. Sally, 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 my
Joey Monroe, that's a song called Sally, as you may already know, called, oh, I chose the title, Sally. It's in the charts at number 4 this week, and it's on the way up, is it on the way down? No, it's on the way up. Last week it was number 7, so next week it may even be higher. Who knows? Got a nice piece of music coming up now from Astro Gilberto, and a song that was recorded and written by Robin and Barry Gibb. Here's Astro's version of Holiday. I think you like this. Hope so, anyway.